Hello, my name is Lori Richings. I'm here with my sisters, Diane Dargitz and Cindy Richings, and our mother, Nancy Richings, and it is her 86th birthday. So happy birthday, mother.
Thank you. Ooh.
Happy birthday.
So we were talking about some of our childhood experiences last time we talked, and so I thought we could continue on with that path. And so I guess maybe I want to step back a little bit because we're talking about the upstairs at the house on Englewood, and I was just thinking about, given that we are having 100, it's 102 here right now, and I'm thinking how bloody hot it must have been upstairs at that house on Englewood. So I was just wondering what your thoughts on that was, because I don't have strong memories of that, but it had to have been horrible.
It was horrible. I remember it being very hot. I remember it to the point where if anybody was coming upstairs, we would say, don't turn the light on, because we thought the light bulb would heat the place up even more. I remember very clearly the fan in the window and
being
told not to. This was clearly a pattern for me, but being told not to put your fingers to the wires to touch the blades, and I wanted to do it so bad. And I remember we would also go up to the fan and talk through it.
Oh, yeah.
And so it made these weird sounds. We did that all the time, too.
Weird children.
Well,
it was pretty normal.
And that window fan was blue and metal, right?
And I think it said zero on the little plate in the middle.
That's right.
With ice on it.
Oh, how funny.
Never got to zero.
No, it didn't. But it definitely helped as long as you kept the light bulb off.
Exactly.
Well, I'm sorry that you were cruelly treated by your mother and father when you were children. I remember it being so hot that it didn't matter. I mean, you had to just survive. I don't know.
That was life. I mean, I don't feel like we were tortured in any way. That was just, that summer's hot, and you have to deal with it.
Yep. Not many houses in those days had air conditioning.
Oh, God, no. I can't imagine.
I don't remember so much, but I'm sure that there were probably times when we just slept in the living room.
We slept outside.
We did sleep outside.
That's right, we did, didn't we?
I used to, with Betty, periodically.
Did you sleep in a tent?
No, we slept outside in a sleeping bag.
Just on the grass?
Yep.
Isn't that funny to think about now? Because all I would be thinking if I did that now was raccoons and possums and bugs and rats.
Slugs.
And,
ugh.
Yep.
Okay. Anyway.
Well, bugs, so
I do remember sleeping in the tent in the backyard.
Yes.
And I very specifically remember one time at Kennard Street doing that. And I had gone to the orthodontist, and my retainer was really tight. And I remember flinging it across the tent in my sleep. And then we found it in the morning.
Thankfully. These things are hard to replace.
That's funny.
Okay, so then I made notes. So how many times, I'm going to ask Mother this, did we combined all go to the hospital when we were little? I mean, can you think about different instances? Did Cindy ever have to go to the hospital? Because she didn't go when she fell out of the car because Sharon saved her life, her doll.
Saved Dad's neck, too.
Diane, you went to the hospital when you hurt your chin?
Probably, but I don't know. I was two.
No.
I don't really remember.
It was in Bend, and she went to the doctor's office. And they didn't do stitches.
Okay. And any other time?
What were you? She had her tonsils out.
Oh, that's right.
No, they gave me stitches. I remember you telling me I used to pick at them.
Picking. That just makes me think. What about chicken pox?
Oh, that was wonderful.
Who had them?
Great experiences of
all
my life.
Oh.
We all have it at the same time?
No, Diane got it at school.
Talk about a happy time.
And then she wasn't in happy time. She was in first grade.
That was kindergarten.
And
or nursery school.
And then she came home, and I guess that must have been going around school, and she gave it to you two, and you both had it at the same time. And you spent, it was summer, fortunately.
Oh.
You spent most of the time in the bathtub with soda water in there. I mean, you know.
How old were we?
Well, if I was in kindergarten, I was five, so you're probably two or three.
Five and six.
Jeez. So we're just sitting there scratching at ourselves.
Well, then I was one.
No. And I remember you complaining about it and how dreadful it was. Because we would just sit there and scratch. So was Diane old enough that she understood, okay, you can't do that, and Cindy and I were too little, and so we were just clawing at ourselves, and Diane was
I don't
being
remember
better.
You clawing at yourself. Maybe you do. I just put you in the tub with this. And put
baking soda
in, left you there to get all wrinkled. I don't remember that you suffered that much.
Okay. I thought I remember you saying you had to, I think that's what it was, that you had to just leave us in the bathtub because we were scratching ourselves.
And then, but when Diane was two, she had measles, real measles, and she was one sick kid. I mean, it was horrible. It was one of the worst experiences of my parents.
Were you afraid she was going to die?
No, but I don't think I was afraid she was going to die, but she was really sick. I mean, she used to stand in the corner and scream and stomp her feet.
Because I don't know really, I mean, what is the difference symptom-wise of measles and chicken pox? I thought it was like you have spots and you itch. Is it not like that? Is it more painful?
No, but she was really sick.
I think measles, you tend to get more of a fever.
Fever is
much more sicker. Chicken pox is
much
more
sicker than. Chicken pox are just itchy.
So how long did that last?
Too long, but I don't actually remember. About a week.
And I assume you don't remember that, Diane, given you were two.
I do not.
Okay.
Not, thankfully. I think it's probably a good thing.
She caught it from my friend at the time, and somebody I have just recently contacted again, Beth Marceau, and her son, Jerry, was younger than Diane, and then she had Ted, who was older than Diane. And Jerry somehow had caught the measles. She didn't know he had the measles. And then she was taking care of Diane while I substitute taught, and she got the measles.
Ugh, sounds dreadful.
And I still remember that when they came out with the measles vaccine, they had you down there in the doctor's office faster than you could say measles. I wasn't going to let you go through that.
So I was just looking at my list, and I realized I stepped off track. With the heat, that brings up another thing, Diane, about the storage things in your room, in the creepy room upstairs, and there were, in my mind, they were almost like not plywood, but I don't know, and they slid. Is that right?
Yes.
Yep.
And then and Dad put plywood down in there, and then we put stuff in there?
Yes.
It was storage.
Okay.
And was that part of the reason why you hated being in that room?
Yes.
Well, that's understandable as far as I'm concerned.
What did you think was in that room besides
sleeping bags were going to wake up and get you in the middle of the night?
It was all in my imagination, and so there were a lot of things.
Oh.
I don't remember what they were, but they were all creepy and scary, and I didn't like them.
And the tree scratching on the screen was another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Now it wouldn't bother me at all.
It would bother me, but that's because I'm weird.
I could sleep in there now, so.
Even with the heat.
No, they've expanded that to have five bedrooms and two bathrooms.
Okay, so I'm sure that age-wise I'm bouncing a little, but I was talking to Cindy about when we used to watch the monkeys at Betty Round's house. We go down in the basement at her house on Saturday mornings, and she had a black and white TV, or was it was color, and we watched the monkeys. You don't remember that?
Nope.
Well, it's the first real, I mean, I just have very vivid memories of us being down there and just being completely smitten with them, just loving them. And then we would go over to our house and go into the TV room and pretend to be the monkeys. Do you remember that, Diane?
Yeah, but it was in my room.
Oh, was it? Okay. Yeah. Upstairs? Or
no, that was when I was downstairs.
Oh, okay. Well, so it was the same room. It was a different purpose.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and you were Mike, and Cindy was Peter, and I was Mickey, and Betty Rounds was Davy Jones.
Great.
And we would play the music, and did we have tennis rackets?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. Some of us did.
Yep. So that always has been a good memory for me. I always remember thinking that was really fun. So I just, I don't know how old, what do you think? How old we were?
I don't know, you were like five, six.
Yeah.
I was like 12 or something.
Oh, you were.
She was probably 10, 9 or 10. But I remember that Diane would go over there and watch it when it was on, I think at prime time maybe. I do remember going over to Betty Round's house, and in the basement they had this giant stuffed Santa Claus that I always remembered. And he would like sit there on the couch with you. It was weird, but I thought it was fascinating.
That actually sounds vaguely familiar to me.
Not me.
I never got asked to go to Betty's.
And they had in their backyard, they had, I don't know if it was a fish pond, but they had this little pond and these colored glass bottles.
Huh.
Do you remember when, I don't know if Dad did it or what, but I think they were gone and we were playing basketball at their house and somebody put the basketball, went through the window and broke.
Well, that was her brother, I think.
No. It was one of us. And so Dad had to replace the window.
Yeah.
Does that sound
right? I vaguely remember that. I can't remember who did it. It's probably me. But I don't remember.
The garage window?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
That's the only time I can ever remember going to their house. But I mean, I can remember being in their backyard too. And now that you mention the pond, that sounds familiar.
They had an incinerator. I know that.
Oh, they did?
What on earth for?
I think they burned their trash.
Did that just come with the house, or did they put that in?
No, don't know, because they were there when we moved in. So
that's so weird.
I remember after you went to Waldo, we would keep walk. We kept walking to Hoover with Betty, and we would go over to her house. And I thought we left at like 8:20, but we would go over to her house, and she would watch. She was watching Leave It to Beaver and wouldn't leave until it was done. So then we always left at like 8:25 or 8:28 or something.
And then we were late and we had to run?
I don't think we were ever late. I think school started at 9, but I could be wrong.
God, you guys had an exciting life.
Well, it was. What can I say?
Better than the one I had when I was young.
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
I can't. We talked a little bit about the Stinnettes before, didn't we?
Yes.
Karen.
We talked about the
cake batter incident. I think we talked about their dog.
And the frogs.
We talked about Tony dying.
Okay. All right. Well, then, what about Disneyland? Do you have memories about that, Diane?
I remember it was really fun. I really was happy that we got to go.
Thank goodness.
I really enjoyed it. I don't really have specific memories.
Do you remember what the weather was like?
Sunny, as I recall, but I don't really.
No, it was horrible weather.
Oh, I don't remember.
It was cold weather in June in
Well,
Anaheim,
if you live
or
in
wherever it is.
Now that when you live in Southern California, you know that June is not usually very nice.
I didn't know that.
I know.
I was very disappointed.
Neither did I.
So were you guys. You never got to go in the pool.
Oh, in the hotel.
That I remember. Okay.
It was cold.
Well, and we had packed just for warm weather, so all we had was shorts. And we had great pictures. And
Mom sewed a bunch of clothes for us.
Cindy and I were with, were we with Goofy or Mickey? I can't remember.
Goofy.
And we're standing there, and both of us are completely knock-kneed, and our legs look like my forearms now. Just really super scrawny. And wearing sweatshirts, Disneyland sweatshirts, which I found today. And then I remember the rain, and didn't you buy us little plastic ponchos that we wore over our clothes?
Could
I thought
be.
You bought little plastic ponchos, or we put Glad bags over us or something. I don't, because I don't remember being just walking around getting soaking wet in our cotton clothing, but I
seems to
wrong.
Me I just remember people like the people who ran the rides would wipe them down with towels because they were wet. And standing in line for a long time. And there were also, the tickets were different. So there were like A, B, C, D, and E. And
right.
The E tickets were really the great ones to have or something.
Yeah, there was one area that was better than all
yes.
the others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember
that.
Do you remember any particular rides?
I remember Swiss Family Robinson.
I remember
and the alligator one, that one. I don't know what that's called.
Safari?
The jungle,
yeah.
Yeah.
Safari one?
Yeah.
The jungle
yeah.
cruise, I think, is
yeah.
what it was called.
Yes, yes.
Okay, maybe I'm mixing different memories, but wasn't there one where you're on the boat and you go by all these little, like a little village where there are all these little tiny houses, like models of houses? Am I mixing that up?
I don't know what that is.
That could have been yeah. late. That might have been a later visit in life.
Unless it was Small World.
God.
Oh, yeah, I remember that too, yeah.
God.
I thought if I never hear that song again, I'm going to be the happiest woman.
Well, it might be the most insipid thing ever.
It's a small world.
I got my, I remember getting a Winnie the Pooh stuffed animal there. I still have it. I wanted to get the really big one, and Mom was like, why don't you get the smaller one?
You'll travel better.
And I do remember that they, like, stitched the name right there on it.
Stitched your name?
No, Winnie the Pooh's name.
Did we have, we didn't get hats or anything, though, with the ears.
I don't think so.
I don't remember that.
I don't either.
So what other trips do you guys remember going on?
I remember when we did go to Disneyland and when we first got into Los Angeles, and I remember saying, I was shocked because there were palm trees, and I said, are you sure we're not in Hawaii? Because I thought, what? This is weird. Why are there palm trees? And I remember the traffic and the clover leaf things on the highway, and Mom was very anxious about driving on them.
Like the roundabouts?
Yeah. Well, they were those clover leaf things.
I don't think I drove.
Oh, well, maybe we saw them. I don't
we
know.
We saw you went on a bus.
Maybe that was it.
I wasn't going to drive in LA.
Don't blame you. So what other trips do you think of as children?
Driving the train to Minnesota.
Glacier Park.
So, yep. Going to the San Juan Islands.
I don't remember that.
No, Whidbey Island, I remember that.
Well, we went to a bunch of them. We rented a tent trailer. And we
British Columbia.
That was British Columbia.
Yep.
We were on Victoria Island.
I thought we went to some of the San Juan Islands, too.
Oh, we did, but that was with a different time with Jane and David, I think.
Yeah, Cottrell.
Didn't
they have a cabin, or did they live on Whidbey Island?
They didn't. They had a cabin. Remember we had a tent trailer on when we went to Victoria.
Yeah. That's when we discovered Melbourne.
Yes.
The car. Do you remember that, Diane? The card game?
Yes.
And then just the signs being in French and English, and the cereal being having it.
Yeah.
And then buckwheat. Going camping was always so exciting because it was the only time Mom and Dad ever let us get the sweet
cereal.
We did get those ones that had several different boxes of cereal, and you had a seam in the middle, and you tore the seam open, and it was wax paper, and you just poured the milk right into the little box, and they would have Cap'n Crunch and Lucky Charms, and we were all really excited about that. At least I was. I don't know if you guys were, but I was pretty thrilled by that.
Yes.
Do you have other memories about that trip?
The one to Vancouver?
Yeah.
The
tent trailer.
I remember being in line for long periods of time to get on ferries.
Yeah.
We waited. They said there's a, remember that, because we heard on the radio, there's a 4-hour wait at Swanson, which is where the ferry took off from. And I said, can't be that much. It was that much. We waited in line with all these people. And then we have pictures of you guys
playing cards,
sitting on the dividers, the cement divider thing.
Yep, I have one of me and Diane. I think Diane had a bandana in her hair.
I think you're right.
She did. I remember that.
And then I remember also being in the tent trailer at night and Dad farting.
Oh, what a thing to remember.
I had to sleep next to him, and I cried the whole night because he wouldn't stop. It was awful.
He had beans for dinner, maybe. But do you remember when we got home? Because we had Pippin, and the condition Pippin was in when we got home.
No,
that
was
when
we went to New York, because Pippin came with us to British Columbia, didn't
she? Oh, she did?
She did.
Okay, well, when we went to New York, we got back, and she was, her whole back part of her by her tail was bald. And then there was a zucchini in the garden that was as big as she was. Okay, well, anyway.
I remember very clearly one time we went to a drive-in restaurant. You know, like A&W used to have those drive-in restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And we were parked there, and there was some... So we had Sis, which was a 65 Dodge Dart station wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And then the trailer, so it stuck out really far, and I remember this guy drove past, was going around us, and he had a van. It was big, and the custom vans were a big deal, and it had a teardrop window. The guy was this white guy with an afro, and it said on the side, "The Gypsy," and the guy said, the windows were open, and the guy's like, "That was a dumb place to park, man." I just remember him saying that to Dad, and then Dad was like, "Well, what am I supposed to do?"
It was really good of your dad to do that, because it was hard driving that, and I couldn't drive with the pull the trailer, because I didn't know anything about pulling a trailer. I don't think Dad did either, but we were lucky with that. We were as safe as we were. It was a small enough trailer, because some of those big trailers are much bigger.
I do remember that when we would see somebody by the side of the road with a backpack, hitchhiking, or just, you know, wandering on foot, Dad would say, "Hi, Ted."
Oh, yes, he said that. That's because he used to hitchhike a lot when he was young.
Across the country, didn't he?
Many times.
Most of it. Yeah. So, do you remember going to Fur Lake for the first time when we went camping up there, backpacking?
I don't.
I do.
I was 9, I think. I was 9.
You were 9. I was 9. You were 10, I think, because it was Angela was with us. Angela Maltese. And
that's why Diane doesn't remember it, because Angela was with.
Angela was with us, and we went up there, and I think it was 1973.
That would be right.
And I remember you and Angela down on the ground and by the water, looking for those little
salamanders.
Salamanders.
That sounds about right.
Having a salamander fest.
What? Well, because there's so many of them back then. I mean, they were just everywhere, which was great. We loved that. But
it's dumb. I just remember there was, Angela had told us some story about, like, you'd put your stick in the fire and, I don't remember the whole thing, but it was, she said, Amber, Amber, who's got the Amber?
Oh, I remember that.
And then the last person who was, Amber went out or something, they got, you were supposed to, like, draw on their face with the charcoal sticks. We didn't do it, but
I was gonna say, did we?
Was that the
hot?
Well, no, you'd wait till the cool down, I would hope. But was that the time Lori fell in the lake with her waffle stompers?
That was exactly what I was just
gonna say.
No, it's okay. Was it the first time? Do you remember that?
I remember it was that.
The first time we went up there. I had brand new waffle stompers.
Which you begged for.
Which, you know, somebody doesn't want to know what those are, but they were hiking boots, kind of, and I fell in the lake with them on, and we hadn't even been there that long, and I was so upset. And then they were made out of leather, so they shrunk, so they didn't fit right after that, and they're wet, and I don't think I had anything else to wear, so it's slogging around in these waffle stompers.
Didn't we spend the night up there, though?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Well,
there were so many times.
And they were all fabulous. That just popped into my head. I remember being up there one time, or we might have been somewhere else, hiking or backpacking and camping. And I had this really super dark pink halter top on that had the white, thick white cord to hold it around my neck and around my,
waist,
into my back. And I was getting eaten alive by mosquitoes. And I can remember counting them, and the ones that I could count, that I could see myself on my body, I had 76 mosquito bites.
And you still remember that?
Yes. Well, why wouldn't I remember 76 mosquito bites? That's a lot. So I remember that. I think that was up at Fort Lake.
Diane, do you remember dropping the toilet paper?
Nope.
I don't remember what trip or where we were going, but we got there and you needed to use the facilities. So you took the roll of toilet paper and went up the hill, which absolutely is the wrong thing to do. And that was our fault for not telling you. And set the paper down. I think you were through.
Rolling down the hill?
And it rolled down the hill into the creek.
Oh, no.
It was hilarious. I said, what are we going to do now? Here we have this big soggy. Wet. And the funny part also is we had to carry that soggy wet thing out. You know, you couldn't leave it there.
That's true.
Yep.
But fortunately, Dad dug around in his backpack and found a roll of old toilet paper that he had for years.
It was probably like sandpaper, is my guess.
Better than nothing.
Definitely right.
There was one place, I don't know where we were, but we slept out without a tent intentionally. So it was Mom and Dad on the outsides and all of us kids in the middle, and we were out in a meadow, and there were so many stars. Do you remember that?
I do.
Yes.
I think Greg was with us.
It was,
you
Greg
so?
Was with us, and it was out
round
Square
Lake.
There was a round lake, long lake, square
lake.
And there were these three lakes, and I don't remember. I think it was round lake where we stayed in, and we did, we laid out, and I can remember that too because Greg had never seen that many stars, and we saw, what do you call them?
Space junk.
Space junk.
Satellites, yeah.
We'd say, oh, there's a, no, we didn't say space junk. Dad said space junk. We'd say, oh, look.
Shooting star. There.
No, he said, oh, it must be space junk.
Pooped on our parade.
That was great. And then Greg said, I've never seen the sky like that because we always thought they were fireflies. I said, we don't have fireflies here.
We don't.
I missed part of that, but so that was where, wasn't there tall grass? We had to tamp the grass down.
Yes.
We put the sleeping bags down on the tamped down grass. So
it was
a little bit
a
soft.
Meadow.
Okay.
So where is that? I'm sorry. Was that?
What? I don't, you know.
I know you said it's a lake, but I mean.
Mall.
Okay, I'll look it up.
Square
it's round,
lake.
Round lake, square lake, long lake, I think.
Okay.
And they were in a row.
They were up in the mountains, though, in the Willamette National Forest or something.
My life depended on it. I couldn't find it now.
I remember hiking a lot when we were kids. It seemed like we went on the weekends a lot. There was that one thermos, and sometimes if you put water in it, it still tasted like coffee.
It did forever.
Actually, that's so funny you say things like that because I can, you say it, and I immediately remember it.
And we've still got that Coleman red and white
water jug
vessel. But you'd make Kool-Aid or Weiler's fruit punch or whatever.
In that big spout on the bottom?
Yeah, there was a spout on the bottom.
Yeah.
Cindy and I still have that in the basement.
We frequently would, when we would be driving somewhere, and Dad, if there was a river or creek or anything, Dad would be driving and, are there any rises down there? You see anything? And we'd have to pull over and fish for a while, and then we'd usually have lunch.
Yeah.
Sandwiches and alligator baggies and
oh,
chips, bluebell potato chips, and Kool-Aid.
I remember it because I was always at Clam Lake. I never got to go anywhere else. You know, it was like, no, never had any experiences like that until taking you kids.
We loved it.
We loved it.
Still love it.
I wish that we had like a diary of where we went.
Yeah, because we went a lot.
I remember one time going on a hike and looking down, and I remember that I said that the lake looked like a footprint, and you said it does look like a footprint, but I have no idea where that was. And I remember well going up on the railroad tracks.
Oh, yeah.
One time Candy Phillips came with us, and she was wearing sandals. So it was completely inappropriate because there were frequently dead cows that had been hit by the train. So it wasn't pleasant. I can't imagine walking in that without closed-toed shoes.
I don't remember her.
Around it. We never walked on the railroad.
I know, but it was still like all the rocks from the railroad tracks and then bushes and stickery plants.
How old would she have been? Because it's 10. I don't. Okay. Because my recollection of the story was that we were on the tracks and then encountered the dead cow for the first time, and Mom picking one of us up and Dad picking up the other one and then telling Diane, close your eyes and don't open them, and then help holding her by the hand to walk around it.
No,
I don't remember Candy Phillips being
there.
That
was crossing a bridge.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
You made Diane cross a bridge with her eyes closed?
No. I said,
God.
I said, she said, I'm not going to cross. I won't go. I'll just stay here. And I said, no, you are going to cross. I said, you're going to be brave. And I said, I'll hold your hand. I had to carry one of you, and I held on to her hand, and I said, you can do this. You can cross this. And she did.
Good for you.
Well done, Diane.
Unlike the time you made me swim out to the middle of Fur Lake, which you've regretted ever since.
Oh, God, yes. I almost drowned.
I didn't want to go out there. John's was out there.
Exactly.
I seriously think Diane had the book, Jaws, and was reading it one time when we went up there.
I don't remember that. Well, I do remember the crossing that bridge, though.
So that wasn't the same, those weren't the same railroad tracks where the dead cows were.
It probably was, but we went out multiple times.
Yeah.
Do you remember where that was?
Sure I do. It was on the Sanium, or near the Sanium. Dad used to go in on that and go fishing on the Sanium River. And so he took us there. Of course, he had his fishing rod and wanted to go fishing.
Right.
And we were trekking along with him and happened to run into a cow. But
it was more than once that we saw dead cows.
Yeah, I think so.
If there were, I wasn't looking.
You blocked
that out of my mind.
For some reason, I don't know that you were there when we went with Candy Phillips.
Yes. I don't remember going with Candy Phillips. How old would she... So
10, 11,
10?
Or something
okay.
like that. I mean, I had to have been 6, so 11, let's say.
Those were the good old days, huh?
Well, that's why we're talking.
Well, Diane's not saying much.
Oh, Jesus, Joseph.
I'm listening. Just if I don't remember, I don't have anything to add.
Do you have any
fine.
Camping or hiking memories in particular?
I think we've talked about the ones that I remember.
The snake.
I remember the meadow. So, yeah, I remember a lot of them, but we already talked about them.
Okay.
Do you remember the time that you were, maybe yours was already spoken of, but the rattlesnake?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
I think maybe, I don't know if we talk about it or not, so Diane, obviously you sound disgruntled, so you don't want to tell that story.
No, it's fine. I mean, I'm sure I won't get all of it, but we were camping somewhere. I don't remember where,
but it
was very deserty.
Eastern Oregon. We were on the other side of the mountains in Eastern Oregon near the Deschutes River.
Okay, and we were setting up the camp, and... I don't remember how I spotted it, but it was near in our campsite, really in the vicinity, and so I got on the picnic table and said, I'm not getting off until we leave, basically, because I'm not coming anywhere.
Well, it was, you
it's the
had
same
a
trip
corner,
as the tarantula, or the
scorpion. You had a corner of the tent, and you picked it up, and there was a scorpion under it.
It was a very small
scorpion. And you said, and dropped it and got up on the table and said, I'm not coming down from here until we go home.
Was that the same trip? I remember it being the rattlesnake that freaked you out so bad, but then you picked
Maybe
up.
Maybe it is.
Was it the same trip?
I think so.
Diane, do you think
it was
the same trip where we found Scorpio?
I think
so. I remember you lifting up the tent and seeing the scorpion and saying, Dad, there's a big icky bug.
Yeah.
Dad came over and said, that's not a bug, it's a scorpion.
Right.
And then, like fools, we kept it.
Yes.
And
that's what I remember.
Didn't Dad say he woke up with one in his sleeping bag when he was sleeping in Death Valley somewhere?
Yes. It was a big one.
He got bit in the butt by a scorpion in Death Valley.
Well, because it was bloody cold, and so they would, scorpions, I think, and snakes, he said, used to climb into the sleeping bags with people to keep them warm.
I'm getting a mommy bag.
No, he didn't, this was my living there, so he had a bedroom.
I thought it was when he was in the Army.
In Death Valley?
He was in the Army somewhere when that happened, I swear, because that's why, where was he camping and he was sleeping outside?
He was camping outside.
Okay, well,
he used
that's
to
fine.
Do that. He used to throw his sleeping bag on the ground and by his car.
Where was he in the Army? Mostly in Alaska, wasn't he?
No, he was in California, North Carolina. I don't know. I have to look it up to see where else.
Okay, that's for another day. Got 6 minutes, so.
I remember it being a lot of fun, and I'm very grateful that we got to see as much as we did. even though it was tedious and I get car sick.
I forgot about that.
I would get mad because I would get, I didn't like walking.
Now you like what?
Well, I do remember also when we would be driving and it was super hot and Dad would say, let's roll up the windows and pretend we have air conditioning.
Yeah.
Everybody will think we have air conditioning.
I wanted to kill him when he said that. I really did.
Yeah, I remember that too.
I mean, in those days, we had seriously just had an AM radio.
Right. When we went out into the desert, I was taking a class. It was 1971, and Lori got sick. She always did. And we went out to this place. I can't remember the name of it now. It was really interesting little. And I was doing a geology class.
I thought it was out near John Day.
It was. I've got it on the, you circled it on the map. I've got.
And we were in the tent, weren't we?
Yeah.
I don't know the story you're going to tell.
Anyway, it was a trip, and then the car started acting up.
The car would periodically
go. I mean, it was 110 years old.
And it was probably 100 degrees outside.
Yeah. It wasn't. It was kind of nice.
I remember seeing a snake on the water when we were on that trip.
Oh, like skimming across the water?
Yes, I was completely freaked out.
Well, understandably.
Snakes do not go in the water. That's where you escape snakes.
Cindy and I saw one a couple of years ago when we were at Fur Lake. There was one skipping across the top of the water towards me. She's laughing because I was not happy. I was just screaming. Well, anyway.
I wouldn't be either.
When I was an evil little child, we used to find snakes and throw them up into the lake, and they would swim away and didn't hurt them. But we were evil little children.
Okay, that's not very nice, is it? So we've got 2 minutes left, so we didn't get as far as I had thought we would, so are you guys willing to do this again?
No.
Diane?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Not today. But...
Mother?
How much further do you want to go? I mean, what part are you missing?
She wanted to talk about Kenita.
Yes.
Oh!
The thing I remember most about Kenita was the fountain in the pool, and it had fish.
And polar bear, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was bears and fish.
The teepees.
And the teepees, yes.
And the horses.
Horses, where they tied the tail to the other horse behind it, the front and the mane, or the bridle of the other horse. Those are the memories I have off the top of my head.
Well, I guess it's not going to take long, so we might as well wrap up that story. What else happened, Mother, with the horses? Was that the trip where I couldn't ride the horse?
No, that was Yellowstone.
Okay. All right, we'll talk about that later. And then I got sick.
Cute.
And I remember barfing. I think I was in the tent, wasn't I?
Yes.
Yeah, you got sick in
or
the
teepee.
I grabbed you and pulled you out of your sleeping bag so you didn't throw up in your sleeping bag.
Why was I sick?
I don't know.
I think you were lactose intolerant. We didn't know it.
Oh, I barfed.
Or maybe you were, I don't know, anxious?
What do you remember? Well,
I think
I was
used to
that.
Get anxious.
But shocking.
I remember that being a lot of fun.
I do too.
And the
Cindy.
Pool was wonderful.
Yeah, the pool was fantastic.
Wasn't it a warm spring?
Yes.
Yeah. We took Mother out there once. Do you remember that?
I do.
We stayed in the cabin.
I was supposed to stay with her, and she was snoring, and I couldn't sleep, and so I went to your room, and you were upset with me because I wouldn't stay in her room.
I don't remember that.
She was a snorer. My God.
Yeah.
I remember... Yeah. I think that was when we went to the beach one time. You were mad at Diane for not bringing her hot curlers. And Nana said, I have my curlers. And then you said later, she said, I don't want that blue stuff in my hair.
All right. Well, we're down to 17 seconds. So right. I would like to talk about the Yellowstone trip than being little and going to Yellowstone, because there's lots of good stories about the bat and the horses. So we'll sign off for now, and we'll talk again soon. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Adios.